Looks like it's on. Cool.
Okay. Looks like everybody's in. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first official York United press conference. Thank you for joining, and thank you for hopefully joining our presentation earlier today. Just to kick things off with the rules for our conference, we will ask you all to mute your mics if you're not speaking, to use the raise hand icon below to ask any questions. We will do one question with one follow-up, and then I'll do a final last call for questions. We'll get started, and I'm going to introduce Angus McNab, President, CEO, and GM of York United. And we will start with Michael McCall. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, Angus. Thanks, Mickey. Just a couple of things for you, Angus. I know you covered this already in the video, but just to kind of get the audio for our show, just what is the driving force behind the name change? I mean, York 9, for me, I never was a particular fan of it anyway, but what was it that kind of drove you to decide to do this now? And you spoke about having the kind of ability now to do more with this name. What did you mean by that exactly?
Yeah, I think the ability now to... Well, let's go back to the beginning. Sorry, Michael. So how did we come about with this? So as I said before, we set out this mission, vision, set of core values. That is our North Star when things get tough and when we have to make hard decisions. For the future growth of this football club, as we started to explore things and look at it all, it became clear that we were limited by some things in the identity and the constructs, as it would be put there. And we're about moving forward. And I think one of the great things with this league and actually all of our partners around the table at clubs around the country is we are all so passionate and driven to make this succeed. And yes, it's a very, very sort of bold action to take, but it's what we feel is the right one to drive us forward. And in terms of the flexibility and what this allows us to do, there's a straightforward geographic piece in that the identity of the club previously was rooted very solidly in York Region. But when we actually look at the cold hard data, I think it's about 52-53% of season seat members were actually within the GTA. So there were some of these things that were not massively... I don't want to say they weren't thought through, but when we explored it and we looked at it deeper, they just did not make sense. When we looked at the map and we looked at the way things were drawn up, there were places that bore York that we did in their name, and they weren't supposedly encapsulated in the naming convention. The nine was seen as exclusive to some and for the region, but we truly are united. This is for everyone. We're about growing this and making it bigger, better. And we want to be the sort of premier franchise within the Canadian Premier League. We want to be that perennial challenger for titles. And we want that for our fan base. And in addition to that, we also want to grow things off the field. And it was just now a unique time, unique circumstance, and the right and bold thing to do. And to be fearless, as our values tell us to be, to sort of focus on making memories for the future and really, really drive to dream bigger.
The strip that was revealed today, I love that. The green and blue, it feels like it shouldn't go with gold, but it just pops the gold on it. As for the name, though, well, I guess, first of all, as a Dundee fan, it must be tough for you being involved with a team called United. But, like, in general, why did you go for the more kind of generic United that you find in so many clubs around the world and not for something more unique or not just plain York FC?
Yeah, so, I mean, you nailed it there. I'm a Dundee and Arsenal fan, so United in a name in terms of isn't something that would come naturally to me by any stretch. But quite frankly, it's about the message and unity and what that means right now. And to be united means to come together for something. And this is unity and we look at the crest inspiration, that shield shape and where it's come from in the Queen's York Rangers, that's sort of the uniting, the unity of sort of what we have in Aurora and what we have downtown with Fort York as well. So there are lots and lots of things that pointed us to this. It was not a, okay, slap a name on it position. This is something that we have the courage of our convictions and we are about building community. The start of the presentation, the start of the brand, you saw Mike Baldassarre, our chairman, speak there, and they are builders. We are here, we are building something as well, and being united is something that matters to us, bringing people in together and celebrating this. And I've said this to a couple of people, we're an open club. Like, we want you all in. We want everyone to unite for this common goal, and that's supporting us, supporting the Canadian Premier League, and supporting the future of soccer in this country.
Thanks so much, Angus.
Thanks, Michael. We'll go on to Marty Thompson. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks, Mickey. Thanks, Angus. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Maybe I'll play devil's advocate for a moment, because a lot of people will look at this and say, hey, York 9's only been around for 2 years, and now you're sort of switching over. So maybe the question is, was there any sort of doubt in your mind or any sort of hesitation to make a change this quick?
I think there's always going to be a bit of a balanced scorecard, and is this the right move for us? I think we removed all doubt as we went through the process and we saw what this could be. The doubt or any reservation that creeps in is the fact that we have a deep care and love for our fan base, and there are people who were attached to things that sat there. We hope that they're still with us. We hope that they're behind us. We hope that they believe in the message of this being bigger and growing it. So yes, you have these doubts, you have these things, but again, when times are tough, we refer back to what is our absolute gold standard and set of rules, the mission, the vision, and the values. So if we're going to try and encourage Canadians to dream bigger, we have to dream bigger ourselves. And so that comes with the values. Are we fearless? We need to be. We need to progress and move forward, and that's where we've taken this decision.
And then just to follow up on that, I know that this was a very as internal of a process as possible, right? Rob designs the logo. You guys all pour, you know, heart and soul into it. Now that it's out into the world, how does that feel? And have you as a group sort of shared any messages about this? Maybe surreal at this point.
Yeah, I think the best thing about Rob in all this is Rob's taking it all in his stride, and he's incredibly humble and doesn't realize how big an achievement and how great this is to sort of at his stage in his career. And he's such a talented guy to do this, to produce this work, to be absolutely central in the rebranding, the visual identity of this club. And you guys that are on the call have seen this is not just about a primary crest. There's a set of other associated secondary and word marks that go along with this, along with how we will use elements of the primary crest in the letter mark, in the crown, and other pieces there on merchandise for our fan base, and making that much more versatile and a true range of products available to them as well.
Thank you, Marty. We'll move on to Robert Bilardi. Go ahead, Robert.
Thanks, Mickey, and thanks for doing this, Angus. I mean, you are right when you say Rob is a very humble guy. I played baseball with him growing up as a kid, so I know him on a personal level as well.
What was he like? Was he any good?
Yeah, he wasn't bad. A couple strikeouts in there, but, you know, he was good defensively. We played on a team we actually were undefeated 1 year when we were kids. We gloated about it all the time. So my question here is actually about the logo. And one thing about it I noticed is, you know, there is the crown, like you mentioned, on top of it, kind of a resemblance, maybe a little bit of Real Madrid. That's what I think of right then and there. So Rob mentioned that you went over a lot of other clubs looking at their crests, looking at the way that they design their products in order to basically manifest your own and resemble your own creativity from past history. Can you maybe just go about that in a little bit more in detail as to what clubs you kind of looked at that really influenced your decision here?
Yeah, so there's twofold on this. So, yes, we had looked at that book, Football Crest of the World, and sort of that gives a little bit of an insight to brand evolution, brand story, some of the real giants of the game. And the crest appears on a lot of clubs around Spain, Monaco, so you've got your Reals of this world, you've obviously got Monaco that sits there as well. They're two that we certainly looked at in how they piece this together. But I think the other part on the crown is that you actually look and it fitted very, very naturally because we were getting inspired and looking at things from around the world, but you actually look at road signs throughout Ontario. You look at other elements that sit within the downtown core of Toronto, like at the Royal York Hotel and other elements there. There were a lot of things that were, quite frankly, in our backyard and what we categorise as our catchment. And it is a wide catchment. We are the team for York Region, but as it stands right now, we are the CPL team in Toronto as well. And we welcome people in there. I mean, earlier in the week, I've had interest from 2-3 other supporters that have reached out to me on social media about the establishment of downtown supporters groups and things like that. And that's fantastic. And that is certainly one of the things that on a very, very quick sort of instant impact we had hoped we would see from the rebrand. So the crown is something that it fits into the brand story, not just inspiration from around the world, but it fits, we see it. It's very, very prominent and something that we were able to make ours with the addition of the maple leaf on top and the trillium within it. And very, very proud of how Rob has integrated that into the design as well.
Awesome. And at the beginning, when the YouTube live, when it began, there was talk of, you know, purchasing a piece of land 35 years ago and building and innovating and growing into what it is today. So now that there is a logo, are there plans in the future revolving around the stadium and in growing maybe the amount of seats in the stadium, building on that? Are there maybe thoughts regarding something like that?
Yeah, so very, very straightforward on that for where we are right now. We have phenomenal partners in York University. The building work and the construction that's going on there now, with the removal of the running track in front of the main grandstand and the sort of expansion of the pitch and the playing size, playing surface. So that will be a full 105-meter long FIFA-grade international surface that is down for the start of next season. And that's really exciting for us, for having a young team, having plenty of space and the legs to go all over that pitch. So that is a hugely significant improvement for the viewing experience and everything at York Lions Stadium. In terms of long-term stadium ambitions and where things sit, I am so honoured and very, very proud to work with the Baldassarre family. And Mike said it, that they're a family who have really, really a true Canadian success story and have built a series of phenomenal businesses. Carlo is just a wonderful guy. Mike, his brothers, are just fantastic. And I trust that I'm someone who knows what the potential for a new stadium site could be. But I have no one better to help guide and assist me in where the best site for that is for the long-term future and viability of the club. There is no one better, quite frankly, in Canada who knows land and planning than Carlo Baldassarre, Mike Baldassarre, and that family. So whether it's not an easy decision, it's about long-term sustainability in the future, and where the right sort of opportunity occurs, they are people who understand that game better than anyone, and will be ready to move on it.
Awesome. Thanks, Angus, and congratulations once again.
Thank you very much. It's really appreciated.
Thanks, Robert. We'll go on to Charlie O'Connor-Clark. Go ahead, Charlie.
Thanks, Mickey. Hey, Angus. Yeah, congratulations, of course. You spoke to this a bit during the kind of announcement video, but I'm wondering, just from the perspective of the players and the soccer staff, a lot of them come from York Region and the GTA, as well as a lot of them coming from international locations. What sort of reaction have you seen from people on the soccer side, and were they maybe involved in the process at all?
So you obviously, there was the video there that was narrated by Jay Baruchel, and I have to, again, in this forum, really thank Jay for his time and for doing that. Obviously, we had Max, Aija, Isaiah, Rog, and Jordan in that. And so the excitement of, shall we say, the younger members of the squad that was there to be part of this, and just still believing the mission, about this being bigger and about this being the potential, dreaming bigger, opportunity, everything that sits there. Like, these guys are raring to go, and they are so, so proud to represent this club and really, really take on and embody what we all want to be. And then at the other end of the sort of the spectrum, to a degree, you have Rog and Jordan. Jordan is someone who's just come to the club, and it was really fitting that he and Rog were in that video together, because they sort of grew up playing football in the region, growing up playing football within the GTA, and for them to star in this, and for Jordan to come home, Rog to come home, and really, really believe in the CPL as a project and the promise of it and everything there. These guys are all behind it. We had a great call yesterday with all the players and staff, all of our overseas signings dialing in, and a couple of hellos, and everyone seeing each other for the first time. And with that yesterday, with all of this today, the reveal of it not just being sort of a crest, but a jersey that people are going to wear and represent this club in, it feels good. And I think Sharm said it really well. He almost sort of smelled the turf, and we all can't wait to be back when it's safe to do so, with our fans and in that stadium, all making memories.
Thanks very much, Ang.
Thanks, Charlie. We'll move on to CPL Fever. Go ahead.
Hey, Angus, congratulations on the rebrand. It looks awesome. So my question is, to me, it seems like a very urban, you know, exciting kind of logo. It kind of seems like the thing that you could see on hats, on the casual fans would wear, or even maybe someone that's not a fan that just kind of liked the crest that's on a hat, wear it around the city. Was that part of one of the elements that went into the design of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think whenever you do this, you have to do something to stand out. And when you're doing that, I think the reaction, again, from our players, they are a demographic. I think anything, when you look at fandom, you're looking to try and bring people into a brand at the earliest possible entry point. So if you can make it cool, desirable, something that really, really does sort of feel a little bit timeless, stand the test of time, and also have the versatility that we spoke about as well, in sort of certain elements and pieces there, that sort of does a little bit of the brand building for you, and so that's your marketing dollars in action, on people sort of wearing the product, loving, cherishing it, and it being a favorite garment or hat or anything on that side of it too.
Yeah, I think you did a really good job on that. That's definitely what strikes me about it. So my other question is, obviously we're in very strange times, you know, because of COVID and the lack of physical presence. So you do this whole rebrand. So my question is, besides, you know, obviously the media, you want to get things out to the media, and social media, like, it's still a kind of strange time to reach fans, particularly kind of more the general fans and not the super passionate fans that may be kind of following every, you know, thing that the CPL drops. What's your plan to kind of, you know, get this out and kind of spread it in this strange disconnected time?
Yeah, it is. It's a classic thing that when you chat to people, we're disconnected, but probably more connected than ever. Technology is our best friend here. I mean, we're able to hold this today because of Zoom, and we're all here chatting and able to sort of get this moving. And actually, sometimes the viral nature of what we do on social, on other things, does a lot more than some of the things in person. So we have to be creative. I really think, again, and I'm going to sound like I'm a bit of a broken record here on Rob and Nate and the guys within our team, but I think we made great strides in the content we produced this year with the Nine Stripes video series through the Island Games. And we'll continue to do that. Owen O'Callaghan coming on board, and Owen having obviously made Celtic Soul with Jay, getting Jay to do the voiceover for us and sort of doing these things, trying to find as many touch points as we can with fans during a difficult time is absolutely critical to it. We've invested heavily in sort of fan CRM software, and so mapping out sort of email journeys and sort of using text messaging to our advantage to reach our fan base as well. We did a decent job during the Island Games as well with members of the collective and digital match day programs for every game and things there too. So we are really looking to try and innovate and push the envelope on that as much as we are anything else. And that won't be something that stops when we get back to football in stadiums. That'll be something we continue to grow. And some of the things that even Michael touched on there as well at the very, very start with his questionings and things around this being a little bit more international and sort of like European feeling with it. That's something like we want to be the mission, the vision in here. Again, we go back to it. Let's inspire Canadians to dream bigger. So let's dream bigger ourselves. Let's be a global football brand, not just a Canadian one. And yes, that starts. And that starts with sort of where we are and York region, the GTA, everything there. But there's no barriers on this. We want to unite people wherever they are in the world, in their fandom, in their support of football within this country and support of York United FC.
Yeah, your videos are awesome. So congratulations again. I think it looks great.
Thanks very much. And again, appreciate it. And all the best to yourself and Jack.
Thanks, and we'll go to our final question to Robin Glover. Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, can you... There, now you can hear me, okay. Yeah, always interested when there's a new uniform. The colors on the back, the names and numbers, I know you've got green and blue stripes. Awkward to read in gold, but hopefully are the numbers and the names in white. Easy to see white? Or is that decided?
Yeah, I think that's something that we'll look at and test. I believe actually our numbering and things like that for fans and replica, we may look at gold to protect the design integrity of it being a first jersey and some of the things there, but we'll have to explore that with our media partners and our broadcast partners on what works best for them on the names and numbers for players, whether it's some white outlining or things there. Obviously, as you can imagine, all of these things in a pandemic, moving things on very, very quickly and getting moving on this, that's one element that we'll work out the kinks when we're there.
Okay, thanks. I'm hoping for white. That's all. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Robin. Thank you, Angus, for joining us, and congratulations on a very exciting announcement today and the rebrand for your new club, York United, and we're looking very much forward to seeing all the exciting things you have to come for us in the future. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We appreciate you taking the time, and have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.